hey, Joe Casaboni here, and I'm just letting you know that How I Built It is now Streamlined Solopreneur. So if you're seeing new artwork and a new name in your podcast player, that is expected and by design. The new name better reflects the mission and really what has been the mission of this show for the last few years, and I'm really excited about it. All the links in the show notes and howibuilt.it will still work, but the show also has a new home over at streamlined.fm if you want to check it out. Thanks so much for listening. Believe it or not, I've been running more lately. I've been waking up at 5:30 a.m. because that's the best time for me to get my run in. I put my running shoes on and I do a 2 to 3 mile run to start my day. Now, this is not something that I used to like to do because honestly, it would wreck my day. I'm not a runner and running takes a lot out of me. While the run feels great, I would feel tired and unfocused after. That is, until I started drinking Magic Mind. This little shot gives me the perfect boost to get over that fatigue I'd feel from waking up early and getting a run in. And that's because it has a bunch of natural ingredients. It has matcha for a coffee-like caffeine boost, and it has something called cordyceps mushrooms, which support higher energy levels and physical endurance. And that, I think, is the key to why it's been helping me so much in the morning post runs. So if you need a little productivity, energy, or focus boost, and you want to try Magic Mind, head over to magicmind.com/built and use the code BUILT20 to get up to 50% off your order. That's magicmind.com/BUILT and the code BUILT20, that's BUILT20, to get up to 50% off. But act now, this code is only good for the next 10 days. Hello and welcome to How I Built Bits, where every week I give you a cool tool, tip, or trick to help you be a better creator in 6 minutes or less. Clock's ticking, so let's get to it. Today, I want to tell you about Hype Fury. You see, I recently got back on Twitter after taking a 3 or 4 month hiatus, and that was mostly because I went to CEX, and the folks there convinced me that I need to be on Twitter, being in the niche I'm in. So today I want to tell you about Hype Fury because it is one of the first tools I looked at to help me limit the time I'm spending on the actual platform. One of my goals was to not waste a lot of time on Twitter and not engage in the minutiae that made Twitter so annoying to me when I ended up quitting. And I used a bunch of tools for this. I will probably talk about more of them on How I Built Bits throughout the summer. But if you want to get a full rundown of them now, you can become a member and get access to How I Built It Pro, which is ad-free extended episodes. I do a bigger breakdown in episode 314, and you can do that over at casabona.org/join. But Hype Fury is a super helpful tool. One of the first things I wanted to look into was how I could easily post, most ideally across multiple platforms. I was using Tweet Hunter for a while and Typefully for a while, but they either didn't allow or have LinkedIn support, or they charged a bunch extra for LinkedIn support. So I also wanted to use these channels to grow my audience. And so I wanted things like auto DM and auto plug, you know, that thing where you see the tweet hours later that says, if you liked this, then you'll love my newsletter, right? That's auto plugging, and smart platforms will do that, or smart tools will do that if you get a certain number of likes. And so Hype Fury fits the bill perfectly. And this, again, was a tool from a bunch of folks I talked to at CEX. So I've been adding posts from Google Docs, and then Hype Fury splits them up nicely. It'll even generate LinkedIn carousels, so you can post the text directly to LinkedIn and Facebook as well, or it will create a PDF and a set of images that you can post to LinkedIn and Instagram, which is cool. At the end of the day, it auto plugs to the top 20% of my posts with my newsletter. And I can vary the CTA, which I think is also cool. So instead of seeing the same exact plug every time, I can write like five different calls to action, and then Hype Fury will randomly pick one. So those are really the things I'm using it for now, but there's a lot of other stuff I want to dive into. Well, Tweet Booster is one of the things it does. It'll automatically retweet my own to give them more visibility after 6 hours. I can auto un-retweet. So I can I can retweet something from somebody else, and Hype Fury will automatically un-retweet that 24 hours later. So it's only my stuff in the timeline after a while. It can auto plug to LinkedIn. It could post tweet to Instagram, and then it can automatically retweet other Twitter accounts, like a company account, through Hype Fury. So those are, I'm not taking advantage of all of those things. It's really the Tweet Booster, auto plug Twitter, auto plug Instagram, or I'm sorry, auto plug LinkedIn. There's also an engagement builder. So you can watch users and get notifications to engage with certain users. There's a DM CRM, so you can set up an auto DM campaign if someone, say, follows me or I tweet something and then I say, you know, respond with I want it, and then Twitter will, or Hype Fury will automatically DM them, which again is pretty cool, right? It's got a list of evergreen posts, so I have a schedule, and every day around I think 2 o'clock it will automatically retweet or repost one of my evergreen posts so that I'm not constantly reinventing the wheel. And all in all, it's just made Twitter a more pleasurable place. One thing I'm following closely is the analytics and the metrics. So it'll tell me my auto plug metrics so I can see which ones do the best and then rework those auto plugs. Based on, again, performance. And then analytics is going to be super interesting to me because I just signed up for Twitter Blue. So I'm really curious to see if I see an upward trend based on that. But if you are looking for something, this is not a sponsored portion, but if you're looking for something to help you manage your Twitter and other social media accounts, I definitely recommend Hype Fury. It's the best tool that I've used so far. I really like it. It's really clean. And, you know, there are some things I'm probably not taking advantage of it the most, but I've been really enjoying it. So that's it for this episode of How I Built Bits. It was brought to you by Magic Mind. So thanks so much to them for their support. Check out their link in the description. And until next time, get out there and build something.